when Paul says that Timothy made the good confession, he likens that to what Jesus said to Pilate. And what Jesus said to Pilate was just an answer to his question. All he basically said was yes when Pilate said, "Are you the Son of God?" So if someone were to come up wanting to be baptized and you ask them, "Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God?" and all they said was yes, would that be valid?
I believe it would. That's exactly what Jesus did. Actually, the word confess, you know, let me read to you what Vine says a confession is. He says, literally, it means to speak the same thing, to assent, accord, agree with. So in other words, when we confess, I believe that Jesus Christ, Son of God, we're basically saying, I agree with what the Bible confirms him to be. So if I ask someone, you know, do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? And they say, I do, or yes, however they answer in the affirmative, I believe they've done exactly what Jesus did. They made the good confession. Now, I'll admit, I like to hear people say it. And usually what I will do is, I will say, the eunuch said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. What do you believe? And usually, you know, they'll give that answer. You know, think about this. If Acts 8 verse 37 is in the, should be in the Bible, and I'm inclined to believe that it is, that was not an inspired confession that the eunuch made. But by that I mean the Lord, by the Holy Spirit, didn't put those words into his mouth. But obviously that was his response to the inspired message, we might say, that he heard from Philip. Philip preached a sermon that convinced him that Jesus is the Son of God. And that's what he said. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I think a person could put it in their own words. You know, I remember I talked about Delmas Thornton yesterday. I baptized Delmas when he was in his early 80s. I think probably I got much more pleasure out of baptizing him than anyone I've ever baptized because of his age. And he was one of those I never thought he would obey the gospel, but I stayed with him and finally he did. And I remember I asked Delmas when I had to make the good confession. I said, the eunuch said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. What do you believe? And you know what Delmas said? Delmas said, I know. And then he repeated it. He said, I know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Obviously, he made the good confession. We could say that because we know that by faith. So yes, I believe, you know, if a person affirms that, they did exactly what Jesus did before Pilate.
One. Brother Billy, one of the hallmarks of the Restoration movement was the rejection of creeds and statements of faith, where a person who wants to be a member of a particular denomination would have to consent to a body of doctrine presented by the denomination in order to join. And Restoration preachers rejected that for a number of reasons, and Churches of Christ generally do the same today. So is the confession, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, a confession of any sort of body of doctrine similar to what's practiced among those groups? Or is there something inherent in that confession that ascends to a particular body of doctrine that you are agreeing to when you make such a confession?
Well, I think what you're doing is, as I said, you are vowing allegiance unto the Lord Jesus Christ. And to be scripturally baptized, you've got to understand who Jesus is and believe all of the right things about him, that he is the Son of God. And, you know, Philip said, he said, what hinders me to be baptized? He said, if you believe with all of your heart, you may. So that was something that he needed to believe. And before we baptize someone, we need to know that this person believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. This kind of goes, you know, one of the questions y'all asked me, which I didn't, and I apologize for not having time to get into, what does a person need to believe before being baptized? Well, I believe he must believe the right facts about Jesus. He is the Son of God. The facts of the gospel is he died, he was buried, and he arose again. And you know, if I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and therefore he is my Lord, then that means I'm going to submit to his authority. Now, before, you know, as I'm obeying the gospel, I may not necessarily understand everything that that involves in the Christian life. But I think I repent. I was talking to Clint about this before. We must repent of our sins. And I believe there's a sense in which repentance is in a specific sense. In other words, I understand there's certain things that I have done that are wrong, maybe morally. Maybe I've told lies and I've done things that are not right. I understand that. And I'm repenting of that. I'm going to straighten up my life. And I'm not going to do those things anymore. That's what I'm determining to do. But I also think in gospel obedience, there's a repentance that takes place in a general sense. And by that I mean, I may not understand every duty that I'm going to have as a child of God. The Christian life is a growing process. But I've made up my mind, whatever the will of the Lord involves, I'm going to do it. You know. So that's, that I think is the answer to the question. You know.